The Alex S. Brown Podcast for Wednesday, 25th of March, 2009. A sad, sad day for project managers. Some people will remember 2008 for the historic U.S. presidential election. Others will remember the 2008 economy. I'll remember 2008 for a different reason. For me, 2008 will be the year of project management spam. Unsolicited commercial email, or spam, is a huge annoyance and economic force. Its impact has been growing for years. Men, women, and businesses get constant offers in their inbox, physical enhancements, get-rich-quick schemes, appeals from lonely strangers, commercial services of all kinds. Ironically, one of the most common types of spam are offers to sell you email lists and services so that you too can promote your product or service using spam. Until 2008, though, I had not seen any project management-based spam. I had gotten an occasional unsolicited promotional email, but never a repeated relentless campaign from a project management company. I had never seen any company using spam as a regular tactic in their business. I had hoped that project managers had more respect and integrity. I had hoped that project management businesses understood that the use of spam would hurt their good name. I had hoped that project managers would understand that nothing is more important than their good name in a high-trust business like project management. I had hoped to never, ever see an instance of project management spam. Fortunately, most businesses seem to understand respect and integrity. Unfortunately, at least one does not. It doesn't matter who did it. I'm not trying to single out a particular company here. I'm not linking to the company here. I'm not mentioning their name because their name is not important. The important issue is stopping other project management spam. I went back to my email archives and I found the earliest evidence of a continuous determined spam campaign starting in February 2008. If anyone's aware of an earlier spam campaign in the project management area, please let me know. I will be happy to post additional samples here. Now, what is spam? Why is it bad? People interested in legal or authoritative definitions of spam can go to Wikipedia.org and read extensive list of articles on this topic. It's a huge issue for internet marketers, governments, and legislators. Personally, I consider spam or unsolicited bulk email to be anything advertising a product or service where I never signed up to get email from that company, where I am not a customer of that company. Others have different definitions, but this is my personal test. Typical techniques of modern spammers include hiding who is sending the email, sending unwelcome commercial posts to distribution lists, leaving out appropriate contact information like name, address, and phone number, embedding key information in an image instead of text to avoid spam filters, including false unsubscribe offers. Spam is bad. It annoys the person who receives it. It wastes valuable bandwidth and computing resources on the internet, and it's illegal in many jurisdictions. Worst of all, it hurts the company sending it. It diminishes the reputation of the sender. It makes their product and service into a commodity. It cheapens their name and their product. Often spam is associated with criminal activities. Spam is just a bad idea, especially for the company sending it. Some sample spam. I attached some sample spam messages, which you can see in the article at alexsbrown.com. Some of the features they all have in common. They're sent from an email address that's probably false. ABC123, other made-up names. They're sent from an email address not affiliated with the company. They're sent from gmail.com, manage.com, not from the company's web servers themselves. There's no company address or phone number in the message. The entire solicitation is in an image file, not in text. The unsubscribe link is in the image. The same message has been sent to multiple addresses, including mailing lists where they don't subscribe. The same message is also sent from multiple addresses, which makes it harder to block the spammer. The only thing that's unusual about these spam messages is the project management vocabulary. Usually, project management professionals do not resort to spam to market their products. The company website, though, does include physical and email addresses, and I attempted to contact the company using these addresses, but got no response. I did not try to unsubscribe using the links in the email, because usually that just encourages the spammer to send more spam. I can't effectively block this company's spam because they don't send their spam from a common company address that I can filter. What you can do. I used to take pride that I had never received project management spam. I thought our industry was better than that. I urge all of you to help us all work together to elevate project management services and marketing. Make sure that your company never engages in these types of marketing techniques. Send messages to people who want to get your messages. If you want to do a broad-based marketing campaign, do the right thing. Buy advertising space in a recognized magazine, website, or other publication. Resist the temptation to spam.